Okay, so today we're diving into the world of plastic parts.
Plastic parts.
Yeah, you know those seemingly simple things we use every single day? Like, you ever stop and think about how they're made?
Actually,
Turns out it's way more complex than it looks.
it really is.
There's a surprising amount of engineering and material science that goes into making sure a plastic part works exactly as intended.
Yeah, and it's crucial too.
And that's what we're going to unpack today
Okay.
with the help of some experts in the field.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, we've got this stack of materials from ETS Plastics Consulting.
A ETS?
They're leading experts, been in the game for over 35 years. We're
Wow.
talking Mercedes-Benz, Hewlett-Packard.
Big names.
They've trained them all.
Nice.
And the great thing about ETS is that they don't just teach the theory, they get into the nitty-gritty.
Right.
So we're looking at their automotive plastic part design seminar materials.
Okay.
This thing is packed.
I bet.
It's got over 1,300 slides, 15 movies, even attendee reviews.
1,300 slides. That's a lot.
Yeah, it's some serious knowledge, but don't worry.
Okay.
We've sifted through it all to bring you the most important insights.
I appreciate that.
And we're also tapping into the 10th edition of
Okay.
Designing Plastic Parts for Assembly, the go-to book by Paul Atreides.
Oh, yeah, I've heard of that one.
It's been an industry Bible for like 30 years.
It's a classic.
So we've got the seminar, the book, and the inside scoop from people who've actually been there.
Great.
Let's start with the fundamentals.
Oh.
What are the big things to keep in mind when you're designing a plastic part for assembly?
Well, the seminar really stresses the importance of material selection.
Okay.
It's absolutely crucial.
Yeah.
I mean, think of it like building a house.
Okay.
You wouldn't use straw if you need something strong and weather resistant, right?
Right. You've got bricks, you've got steel,
Exactly.
each with its own purpose.
Exactly.
So how does that translate to the world of plastics?
Well, just like with building materials, different plastics have very different properties.
Okay.
The seminar delves into the two main categories: thermoplastics and thermosets.
Okay, thermoplastics,
Now imagine thermoplastics like butter.
thermosets. Okay.
You can melt and reshape it multiple times.
Okay.
But thermosets, on the other hand, are more like a cooked egg. Once they're set, there's no going back.
Okay.
And this difference is fundamental to how the parts are manufactured and how they behave in the final product.
That's a great analogy. This
Thanks.
makes perfect sense.
Right.
But it's not just as simple as picking your plastic,
Oh,
right?
absolutely not. No.
You've got a whole range of structures within those categories, like
Right.
crystalline, amorphous, even liquid crystal
Yeah.
polymers.
Yeah.
It's a
It'd
lot.
be overwhelming.
So crystalline structures, think of those perfectly stacked oranges you see at the grocery store.
Okay.
Very ordered and strong.
I see.
Amorphous structures, more like a bowl of spaghetti all tangled up.
Okay, I get it.
And those structures affect how the plastic behaves, right?
Absolutely, yeah.
They determine things like flexibility, strength,
Right.
how it reacts to heat. It's exactly how clear it is.
Right.
And then you've got reinforcements, fillers, and additives,
Oh, yeah.
which add another layer of complexity.
And
I
possibility.
mean, exactly, and possibility.
Yeah.
So it's like baking a cake.
Okay.
You can add ingredients to change the flavor, the texture, the whole
That's
experience.
a good way to put it.
And you can do the same with plastics.
Exactly. You can add things to make it more rigid, more heat resistant, or even fire retardant.
Wow, fire retardant.
It all depends on the specific application and desired outcome.
Right.
The case studies they highlight in the seminar materials really drive this point home.
Case studies, nice. Case studies always my favorite part. It's like,
Oh.
okay, we've got the theory down, but how does this actually play out, you know?
Yeah, no, totally. And the seminar organizers definitely knew what they were doing because these case studies are really insightful.
Okay, hit me with it.
So one that really jumped out at me was this Chrysler 300M engine intake manifold.
Okay, under the hood of a car, talk about a high-stakes environment.
Right, exactly. You've got crazy temperatures, constant vibrations, all sorts of things that could go wrong.
In this case study, it highlights how like messing up the material selection can make or break a product.
Totally. I mean, we're not talking about a major design flaw here, but it definitely could have been a costly mistake.
Okay, what happened?
So their initial choice of material wasn't quite up to snuff for the extreme heat under the hood.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, they were seeing warping and cracking.
Not good.
No. But and those kinds of issues snowball into engine problems down the line.
Yeah, that's not a good look for Chrysler. What did they do?
So they went back to the drawing board, and with ETS's help, they found a different type of thermoplastic that could handle the heat way better.
Smart.
Yeah, and the seminar materials actually show the cost savings they got from getting the material right the second time around.
I bet that was a nice chunk of change. See, this is why I love those real-world examples. It's one thing to say material selection is important, but to see how it plays out in a product that we use every day.
Yeah, for sure. And it makes it real.
It does. So they've got another case study about a planetary gear.
They do.
Planetary
You
gear.
know those intricate gears they use in like car transmissions?
I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not super familiar with the inner workings of a transmission.
Okay, so basically these gears are under a lot of stress, constantly spinning transmitting power. And because of all that friction, they generate a ton of heat.
Ah, okay. So the material for those gears has to be extra durable.
Exactly. This case study goes deep into how even tiny variations in a material's thermal properties can really impact a part's lifespan.
Wow, so even a small temperature difference can make a big difference over time.
Huge. And all those little differences really add up.
It makes you realize how much thought goes into every single part, especially in something as complex as a car.
Yeah, it really does. And that's where this whole concept of safety factors comes in, which the seminar talks a lot about.
Safety factors. Okay, break that down for me.
So it's basically like building in a margin of error. You might design a part that seems strong enough on paper, but in the real world, it's going to encounter all kinds of unpredictable forces and stresses.
So even if a part seems strong enough, you need to add some extra cushion for real-world conditions.
Exactly. Things like wear and tear over time, unexpected loads, even slight variations in the manufacturing process can affect how well a part performs and how long it lasts.
So safety factors are kind of like adding a buffer to your design.
Exactly. You're designing for the unexpected, and that's a key takeaway from these seminar materials.
That makes sense. So we've talked about choosing the right plastic and making sure it's tough enough for the job, but what about the actual process of putting these parts together? I see here they dedicate a whole section to the ABCs of plastic part design. Sounds like a good place to start for sure.
It is, yeah. It covers essential design principles, stuff like how to maintain consistent wall thickness
Okay.
and how to design fillets and ribs for strength and boss design.
Okay, so like one tiny tweak to a rib could be the difference between a part that snaps under pressure and one that doesn't.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
And it's not just the design of the part itself, but the assembly process too.
Oh, right.
So we're talking about welding. It's not just for metal.
Plastic welding. See, I don't know much about that.
Its whole world.
Yeah.
There are all kinds of specialized techniques for it.
Interesting. When I think of welding, I think of like a blowtorch melting plastic together.
Yeah, no, that's a common misconception. It's way more precise than that.
Okay.
It's designed to create really strong, reliable bonds.
Yeah.
This seminar, they go in depth on all the different methods.
Like what?
Ultrasonic welding, hot plate welding, vibration welding, even laser welding.
Laser welding. That sounds intense.
It's high tech for sure, but each one's got its own strengths, right? Depends on the plastic you're using, the shape of the part.
Oh, okay.
And they even have a whole new section on hot gas welding. Good for large parts or parts with complex shapes.
So there are a lot of different options then. It's not one size fits all.
Definitely not. It's about choosing the right tool for the job. And you got to understand these techniques if you want your parts to be able to handle their intended use.
Right. Man, this has been fascinating. I had no idea there was so much to designing something as, I don't know, seemingly mundane as a plastic part.
It's wild, right? It's the things we take for granted. Like so much design and engineering goes into them.
Oh, speaking of which, you mentioned something earlier about living hinges, and it
Yeah.
still kind of blows my mind that you can make a hinge out of plastic.
It sounds weird, right? But they explain how to do it. So
Oh.
basically, you're creating this really thin section of plastic
Okay.
that's flexible. It can bend over and over again without breaking.
And they actually have instructions on how to design these things.
Yeah, they even have computer flow charts to help.
Wow. It's not magic, it's science.
Exactly.
That's amazing. Okay, so before we wrap up here, what would you say is the biggest takeaway for our listener? If they only remember one thing from this whole deep dive, what should it be?
I'd say the big picture here is that designing plastic parts for assembly, it's a huge challenge.
Yeah.
And it requires you to really understand the materials, the engineering, and how it's all put together.
Okay.
And it's about sweating the small stuff.
Yeah.
You know, like we were saying before.
Yeah.
Your choice of material, the little details of the design, the way it's put together.
Right.
All of that makes a difference in how well the final product works, how much it costs, how long it lasts.
I like it. It's all connected.
Exactly.
So the next time our listener picks up their plastic gadget or whatever, they should take a minute to think about everything that went into making it.
Totally.
It might change how they see the world around them.